The Anton Savage Show Saturday
with Nifty Business on News Talk.
If you want to fire a question at Sonia McEntee, who is our resident legal expert, and I have one that I want to ask Sonia about, because, by the way, hello Sonia. Now, during the week, it emerged that the actor Michael Gambon died, and we knew he had died, but he left his fortune, as it is being described, of £1.5 million sterling to his wife of 61 years. His long-term girlfriend was left nothing, and the two children that he has with his long-term girlfriend were left €10,000 each and a trophy each. A lot of people have been saying that if there was 1.5 million going and begging and you were the child and you got 10 grand and a trophy, you might be somewhat irked at the end of this. Not necessarily in the Gambon children's situation, but somebody in that situation where you look and say, hang on a minute, I'm the child. How do I end up walking away with silverware and 10 grand when there's 1.5 million? Is there anything you can do? Yeah.
Isn't it so interesting that this question has come up now in the context of the referendum discussion going on this morning? But there are a couple of key principles that we have to remember here. The first one is freedom of testamentary disposition. So that's where we start. You are entitled to do with your estate as you wish, subject to some restrictions.
The wife.
The first one, of course, will be the spouse. And unless there's a divorce or unless a separation which terminates succession rights, spouses do have rights to inherit. But in this case, it would seem that the entire went to his wife and his
So just to be
child.
Clear, spouses have the rights to inherit even if you have been functionally separate from that spouse for decades. If the marriage still subsists
and there has been nothing done to terminate succession rights, yes, that is the case. And indeed, even if people have been divorced, they can still make wills, though, and leave, you know, property to their former spouses if that's what they choose to do. So, but where the marriage subsists, those legal rights subsist along with it. In relation to the children, children have no automatic rights to inherit. So unless it can be said that the parent somehow fell short in their responsibilities to care for the children or to financially provide for the children, that might open a door to some kind of a challenge. But otherwise, the basic rule is that children don't have an automatic right to inherit.
Now, children being a sort of an operative word here, if we're talking children who, maybe I'm wrong in this, I assume if the children are 40-odd, tough luck if they didn't leave you anything. This only matters if they're still children.
Well, yes, I mean, that would be a significant factor. There's no doubt about it. But you might find as well that between adult children, if one or more of them have benefited to a greater degree than some others, that might also open the door to that kind of challenge. So, for example, investment in education, for substantial gifts, those sorts of things. So they would all be relevant in having that, in considering that issue. But you're absolutely right. The age, if there are older, grown up, I suppose, mature in life children versus younger, minor children, that would be a huge factor.
It strikes me as it must be the equivalent of leaving a hand grenade in a will for people when they open it up and discover, you know, I was under the impression that I was going to get the farm or a pile of cash or whatever it might be.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this before, I suppose, and I'm a big fan of these being family discussions at home. But maybe in these circumstances, he had reasons.
Text to say, and it relates to this, I'm in a legal pickle. I don't qualify for free legal aid and I have no funds to pay solicitors and barristers for a divorce. Surely, as an Irish citizen, I am entitled to legal representation. Is divorce expensive?
Yeah. Divorce can be expensive, and the longer that it takes to resolve issues as part of the divorce, the more expensive it will be, and that's the reality of it.
Why? Because you're on the clock.
More or less. But if you're arguing, I suppose, or debating on every issue that comes up, that involves more time, that involves more input, that involves more advice, and then it takes longer. So, you know, going back again to every opportunity should be availed of to agree on whatever issues you can agree on, seek out the assistance maybe of mediators who can help you to do that. And then if you can reach agreement on some of those issues, the divorce becomes somewhat more straightforward. So in terms of how much it might cost, how long is a piece of string? I mean, I really don't mean to evade the question in putting it to you in that way. But the more work that you can do on it yourself, the less expensive it will be.
Funny, the last time I was on Holliers in the States, I remember driving out of a Winn-Dixie car park and stuck in the grass like a sort of a political sign was quickie divorce to $250. That's not bad for a divorce, $250. Out the gap.
Maybe I won't make any comment just on that. But, you know, there are, I mean, people can, there are ways and means around making your own divorce applications, you can represent yourself. And the only thing, well, the only thing I would say there is, you know, if you have no assets, if you have no children, if you really have nothing between you other than the fact that you're married,
and some that might be. I assume.
And, well, look, you know, divorce is always difficult. And unfortunately, it's a rarity to find people who can sit down and maturely work things through. But it does happen. I think people are becoming more aware of the fact that they want to limit the amount of damage that is done in those circumstances as well.
One asking, just wondering what happens if my solicitor, who holds a client's will, retires or goes out of business and the client has passed away. Can that be retrieved anyway? So the client has passed and the solicitor now has retired. What do you do?
When a solicitor retires or closes their practice, there's an obligation on them to ensure that all files are properly managed. So typically they will write out to all clients in advance to say, I'm retiring. Would you like to come to collect your documents? And if not, your documents will be passed to another solicitor. So documents like a will would always be in the custody of another solicitor. If you're not sure who that might be, if you contact the Law Society, they have a practice closure section. So all of this must be notified to the Law Society. So they have a record of where those documents would have been sent to.
Come here, let me put you very unfairly on the spot. I could not have asked you this a couple of weeks ago because there was an ongoing campaign. But now that we are at the end of it, the issue of the durable relationships and whether it had an implication for things like estate planning and all the rest of it, did you have concerns as a practicing solicitor?
I suppose you look at all of that as a practicing solicitor. There are some provisions there already, I suppose, for people who are, for example, in cohabiting relationships. So there are some mechanisms there already which allow for, let's say, what might be a second relationship for somebody. Divorce obviously brings some kind of certainty around some of these. And if I just say, on this particular question, I thought Justice Mary Baker was in with Pat Kenny during the week. So I'd imagine there's a podcast there, and I thought it was very, very good and very and worth listening to. But these are all questions that have to be addressed. If the referendum passes, there will have to be legislation, because I think the uncertainty around the definition of durable relationship is problematic.
And I should say that all of the podcasts on the Pat Kenny Show, like all of the podcasts on the Anton Savage Show, are uploaded. So if you want to hear Justice Mary Baker, you can just go on newstalk.com. You search for the Pat Kenny Show for that. And you search for the Anton Savage Show for anything on This Morning, like, for instance, Sonia's advice or Russell Crowe or Barry White, who has just walked into the studio to give us a bit of a breakdown on tallies. Barry, before we get the update from you, let me just say, Sonia, thank you very much. Sonia McEntee, Principal Solicitor at Sonia McEntee Solicitors.
The Anton Savage Show, Saturday.
With Nifty Business.
Saturday morning at 9. On News Talk.